My dearest family, please pray for us. I have felt so discouraged by certain souls who are here to help, but continue to push me away and be deterrents to getting the simplest things done. Things that make it possible for me to have messages. It hurts so badly, Lord. How can I do this? Why do they avoid me and seem not to care, even hostile at times? I feel so defeated. Jesus, I need your strength. This cross is so heavy and so lonely. The Lord came to me with an exquisite, beyond all words, royal crown covered with very large diamonds on a garnet red pillow. He said, "This is yours if you want it." Lord, I want only what you want, even in my crucifixion. Lord, if I please you in your perfect will, that will make me so very happy and complete. He answered, "Just persevere. Breakthrough is coming. But even if it weren't, don't you know that your perseverance will make me the happiest God in the whole universe?" A tongue-in-cheek pun. Of course, he is the only God. Fail or succeed, fruit or empty-handed, all I want of you is your obedience. Not so much in things like food, but in big things like continuing to carry this very heavy cross with your weak muscles. Don't despair. I am working with that soul too. Your mercy speaks volumes about my love, even in the midst of those who make it hard for you. Continue to walk in that mercy. You will earn this crown and sit beside me on your own throne as a mother of the church. Oh Lord, I see so many faults. I am despicable. No, you are my prime candidate for this job, and your earthly husband stands beside you, also on his own throne. And how beautiful that throne is! Don't fret over uncooperative individuals. Don't cry, Claire. Please don't cry. I just couldn't help myself. All will be accomplished in the end. For now are the trials, but I promise you reward, respite, fulfillment will all be given you. Just because you don't see tangible to you results does not mean that great things are not taking place in the background. Whether you live or whether you die, whether you go empty-handed of proof or have basketfuls, all of that is inconsequential to me. It is your heart and perseverance in obedience, despite the dryness and opposition, that I count as labors of love for me. And that will be rewarded. So please, take your eyes off the fruit and cleave to me in obedience and watch what I shall do. It was true, a breakthrough did come, and now we work together. Satan has sown a dislike and fear of me into the hearts of certain people who I truly love. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I feel ashamed that we aren't like a real congregation, praying the canonical hours, etc. He continued, "You are still looking to man and his standard. You cannot work for me with your eyes on men's standards. Claire, you must live for me alone, and all else will be accomplished by me when the time is right. My bride, your time is coming when all will be resolved. Why do you look to man who is but a straw that is green one day and withers to brown the next? Claire, you are not of this world. You are like a rose trampled on the ground. The bride must resemble the beloved. You are getting there. Rejoice in that. Truly, that is my will for you. Forget what was. Think only of what can be. And that was the end of his message. Soon afterwards, everything has been resolved, and we are blessed with supernatural harmony, brotherly love, and gratitude for one another. Oh, Lord, you are amazing. Thank you. God bless you, dear ones, and thank you for your prayers, which are so very important to us all.